Kaya Biz with Kuletu Mfuphi on Kaya 959. Inside your pocket on Kaya Biz.
Well, we're officially in the second hour of the show, right? And all things inside your business. And this time, really, inside your pocket to get some clarity on where we are in terms of your investments. You might recall that just over a few weeks ago, we were in conversation with the FSCA, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. And this was on the back of an update that they had shared with us regarding 44.9 billion rand of unclaimed pension benefits in pension funds in South Africa. Essentially, individuals who have been employed, contributing actively to a pension fund, and have not actually gone back to claim or withdraw some of the benefits that have accrued to them. Now, there's a myriad of reasons as to why this does happen within the South African context, and naturally, the FSCA does have methods and ways within which one can identify if they do have pension benefits that have accrued to either them or a loved one. But today we decided to make it more practical, right? Specifically for many South Africans who might be government employees who have actively participated in contributing to the government employees' pension fund. And today we're going to unpack the process and, of course, some insight into the claims, unclaimed or claims that are benefits that have accrued to individuals from the government employees' pension fund. In studio, I'm joined by my guest this evening who will help give us more insight into this critical conversation, Phumzile Mda, who's the acting CFO and is responsible for the unclaimed benefits portfolio at the GEPF. Babu Mda, thank you so much for your time this evening, sir.
Thank you, Coco. Good evening to yourself and your listeners.
Thank you very much. I think it's before we even commence with the process and, of course, an identification of how to follow through and getting calls from our listeners to actually share some of their particular stories or questions that they might have. Let's firstly reflect on the GEPF. If I'm not mistaken, this is one of the largest pension funds on the continent and really is a key player in ensuring the future sustainability and livelihoods of government employees in the country.
You're correct. GEPF is the biggest in the continent. It's ranked in the region of 6 to 8 in the world. It's quite a big pension fund,
yep,
which Japan is an administrator of that pension fund. It's sitting at around about 1.8 members, which includes pensioners and contributing members, 1.8 in total.
Million, I'm assuming.
Yes, that's correct. 1.8 million members.
That's quite significant because essentially you do assist many South Africans in making sure that they save essentially for this nest egg that they might be able to tap into. But what have we seen in terms of rates of contribution? Has it been quite significant many members, that the 1.8 million members that you've quoted?
The 1.8 include the pensioners, but the contributing members around about 1.2 to 1.3 million contributing members. They're contributing monthly, and we're collecting money, and that money gets invested in the PIC space.
Mm-hmm. Very important to mention that, or perhaps that we set that context, that we understand how people contribute, but we have witnessed that the GEPF itself has actually mentioned that you've seen an increase in the number of unclaimed benefits, if I'm not mistaken, from beneficiaries of your pension fund. Some might actually ask, how is this happening? Because when you work hard and you contribute to your pension, what would make you forget some of that capital, perhaps?
You're correct, Coco. The unclaimed benefits is a problem in GEPF, definitely, in the sense that specifically beneficiaries in relation to death cases who wouldn't know what process to follow for them to claim their monies. And that really carries a lot of numbers in terms of the unclaimed benefits. We're sitting at more than a billion rand in unclaimed benefits and all over the country. If you're talking about Gauteng only, it's around about 250 million rand in Gauteng only.
Sure.
Around about 9,000 people who haven't claimed their monies. We've got processes definitely in trying to track these people and just make sure that they come and claim their money, which are in place. But it's a battle we're trying to win, definitely.
Help us understand where these shortfalls come from. And as you've adequately explained, Gauteng probably has the largest contribution of unclaimed benefits, and largely because of death, right? A loved one loses their life. The remaining loved ones might get lost in terms of how to follow through with the necessary process, or might not even be based in Gauteng or even know that there is a pension fund. How do we, I guess, assist members in increasing or improving the knowledge of the claim process?
Strangely, Google, the biggest unclaimed benefits amounts are sitting in KZN.
Oh.
Gauteng follows that.
And the number in KZN?
In case I didn't run with 400 million rand, it's quite a lot.
Wow.
It's quite a lot. But let's just go back to what really causes these unclaimed benefits, why people are not claiming their money. One of the first reasons is that families don't talk about their pension benefits. They just keep quiet about
so them. Because
and then if you do that, and you pass away, and the person you know about this thing, you pass away, then nobody knows what should happen. Your money just goes into unclaimed benefits and it stays there for a long time. It stays there for a long time because even ourselves, you have not given us who's the next of kin, who should we contact in case of emergency, in case of this thing happens to you. It's one of the major risks. Another one is that even those we have claimed, people have got this tendency of changing banks. And all of a sudden we're paying it an old bank and no longer knows you. And the money comes back to us. And we don't know now which bank account is the right one. We have to go and track you and try to figure out what's a new bank indeed so that we can pay you. Those are other things. Other thing matters are that people just leave their place of work and not claim anything. They just go and do the next job and continue working and not claim the monies they are entitled to in terms of the benefits. And in that case, we have to, it will go into unclaimed benefits. All of a sudden, we must go and track you and trace you in order to pay you. Mainly these problems are around the members themselves who are not doing favors for themselves, unfortunately.
Exactly. A lack of disclosure, as you say, listing the beneficiaries, change in bank notifications, and even just changing and moving jobs, as you said, without providing proper feedback. But we want to make sure that we do provide South Africans with the opportunity to reach out and share some of their questions, specifically if you are either someone who has contributed to the GEPF or know of a loved one who might have been a member of the GEPF, the Government Employees Pension Fund, and of course might have struggled with the claim process, and not necessarily struggled, but I guess a lack of disclosure in information and actively participating in these claims. If you have any questions as our listeners, we welcome your calls this evening on 086-000-959. And maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to offer you some of the right guidelines. Feel free to also share your tweets with us at Kaya On Air. Use the hashtag KayaBiz and tweet me at Kukumfupi. Tatumta, it's quite critical what you're mentioning, because I believe, as you say, that the GEPF does have several programs and initiatives and a system to actually track, trace individuals and create a sense of awareness. Help us understand what the kind of time frames and timelines are, or typically some of the other nuances that you've witnessed have characterized this culture, if I can call it, or lack of awareness of individuals not claiming their benefits.
Let me just start by addressing the issue of the initiatives we have as GEPF in trying to track and trace these people.
Yes.
The first thing, we have around about 20 people in Pretoria whose their job, daily job, is to phone these people and try to locate them and engage them so that they start to claim their benefits. That's number one. Number two, we as well have people in regions now, which is a new strategy, that there are people in provinces whose their day-to-day job is to track these people and trace these people. And the idea is that you must be traced and tracked with the person who's closer to your location.
That makes sense.
The second one. So, but other than that, we got mobile vans which are driving around the country.
Wow.
Going into communities, teaching the communities in terms of the GEPF benefits, and as well tracing people for unclaimed benefits. We've got around about 10 regional offices with some satellite offices around the country as well, where people can go and check their benefits and claim their money. Another program we have is that we've got road shows all over the country. We would go to...
This is extensive.
Yeah, it's quite. We'll go to Nelspruit and stage Kwanyamazan and stage a road show. They invite people there and teach them and talk to them about our benefits. So there's quite a lot of initiatives which are really running as GEPF.
And if I may jump in there, I think it's quite important for us to actually unpack who the typical GEPF member would be, because perhaps we're just saying it as a broad theme.
That's true.
But you mentioned these particular places because it's our teachers, it's the police officer. It's right. Abu Mama no Baba na Abu Malum is what you that usually would be government employees.
Yeah, that's correct. The unclaimed benefits are within the police, within the teachers, education, within the health, which are nurses. And you would understand that those nature of jobs are not office-bound jobs. Mm. The police is supposed to go and chase criminals. So
high pressure.
There's no time to sit on a laptop or on a computer to log in on these things. And so our mainly unclaimed people are sitting in the police, education, and nurses as well. Those are really our problem areas within the next one on top of that are the beneficiaries.
Yes.
Where the death cases, then the beneficiaries who knows nothing about these benefits, and they all of a sudden have to come and claim to GEPF, which they didn't even know that there is GEPF. GEPF does exist.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we're in that space, in that area, which is a problem to us.
That's why we're having this conversation today, to extend the reach and make sure that there's a greater sense of awareness of making sure that members of the GEPF, from policemen to nurses to teachers to educators and a vast majority of other government employees, actively participate in making sure that you follow through on any unclaimed benefits that you might have. My guest this evening is the acting CFO and is also responsible for the unclaimed benefits portfolio at the GEPF, the Government Employees Pension Fund, Baphumzile Mda. Well, if you've been listening, then we certainly invited you to share some of your calls. You might have a family member, a loved one, who you believe perhaps has not received their pension claim and or what's due to them due to various reasons. We welcome your calls on 086-000-959. And we've got Marcia, who's called in. Marcia, hello and welcome to Kaya Biz.
Evening, Kuku. How are you?
Keeping well, Sissy. What's the concern on your end that you'd like to share?
So my mom retired at the end of April. Her documents and everything was still being processed. She was a general worker for the Department of Basic Education. Unfortunately, my mom passed away in September. When she passed away, she had not received her lump sum payout for her pension. And I think she had only received payment of backdated leave days, and because she had not been receiving an income since May up until September. So what I want to ask Mr. Mda, as a family, we are confused because we understand that if she was still working when she passed away, there would have been a different claim that we would submit versus where now she passed away and had only received one payment or one salary payment from the fund. So how does the fund handle such a scenario where, on the one hand, the member has been waiting for their funds, they did not receive their lump sum payout, and now we are in a position as a family where she has passed away and we are not certain as to what sort of claim do we put in. Do we put in the claim as beneficiaries, as how they would have paid out if it was a lump sum and distributed according to how she had split the benefit, or is it simply the benefit that speaks to somebody who was receiving a month-to-month income from the fund?
Perfect. Thank you for that, Marcia. We do understand certain complications that come across there, but we will attempt to respond. Tatumta?
Are you in Gauteng or far are you? Can I just ask that question if you don't mind?
I am in Gauteng. I've tried to go to the office twice, to an extent that I'm being told that I need to be there 5 o'clock in the morning so that I don't get cut off in the queue.
Which office is that? Is it in Pretoria? Johannesburg?
Sorry
to ask
Pretoria.
Questions. I just wanted to make sure that I'm giving you a guidance.
Sunnyside, Pretoria.
Sunnyside, Pretoria.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We've got an office in Traverna in Pretoria, which welcomes the public, where you have to fill in the forms, where you have to submit your claims, and they really should assist you. But other than that, there are two things. If your mother has passed on, that becomes a death case. And the death case gets done in terms of the estates.
Mm-hmm.
So what needed to happen in your case was that you needed to open an estate bank account and within the family get somebody else who would be leading this estate and submit those claims towards that estate direction so that we're paying the your mother's benefits to the estate, especially the gratuity you're saying she never even received. I'm not sure whether your mother you still have your father alive, because if your father is still alive, there are quite a number of benefits which is entitled to as a spouse in this matter, spousal benefits.
Depending on the marriage contract, I'm also assuming.
Not necessarily. Okay. As a spouse, you're getting a spousal benefit. And as children as well, you'll get child benefit, definitely. So both the father and yourselves are entitled to a benefit in this regard. It depends whether your father is still alive or not. Mm-hmm. You'll know that.
Given that this is also a death claim, any kind of tax implications, given that I guess this would be, what, interstate? Not necessarily interstate, unless the mother had a will. Would that be an element she needs to be mindful of?
That's correct. Whatever we pay, we engage SARS to say, SARS, we're paying in this manner, in this person, are there any tax implications which are necessary? And SARS will deal with that, and we just give you the net, what's left.
Fantastic. Marcia, I hope that does address your question, but of course, be mindful, the office that you can go to is in Sunnyside,
Traverna.
Yes, making sure that you are mindful that this is now a death claim that you do need to submit. We do have a few other callers on the line that we'd like to get through, so making sure that we keep it as succinct as possible. Lerato, thank you so much for calling in. You have a concern about your half-brother who didn't claim for your dad's pension fund. Welcome to Kaipers.
Thank you. Actually, my brother, I don't even know how to put this. However, the father to my half-brother actually passed away, and he was actually checked out by, as your guest has said, that there are failed agents that are actually checking down the people that have been claimed, right? However, my brother has actually been checked out, and he has actually submitted an affidavit, his ID copy, and whatever documents they've requested. But now there seems to be, a drag from the people that are supposed to help him with regards to whatever that he's supposed to receive, in terms of the pension fund, the unclaimed pensions, or whatever the case may be that his father left. I'm not sure which channels do we need to follow, because my mother even decided to actually approach a lawyer to see to it that this thing gets done properly for him.
So you want to understand how to monitor the delays or find out what the delay is. Have you not been notified what might be, have caused the delay in following up with the affidavit as well as the ID copy?
The gentleman has said that it would take 28 days, no delay whatsoever. However, the process does prolong or takes longer, obviously, right? For whatever reasons, in terms of the investigations and making sure that whatever documents are being validated and authenticated properly, right? However, when we try to follow up with him, it just provides a different turnaround time as opposed to the initial 28 days. So my mother feels that probably this could be another scam, that they'll probably take the money and probably give it to somebody else. I don't know.
Okay.
On what you've just said, there are a number of things running in my mind in terms of how old is this brother of yours? Because if your brother is a young one, so that money gets paid to the master's court, and your mother would go and claim in that direction. It doesn't get paid to...
If
he's under 18. Doesn't get paid to him or your mother. So I don't know how old it is. But if that brother of yours is older than that 18, then it gets paid to him. Then in that case, he can quickly submit the claim to himself. And that's an easy... It depends on how old he is.
Mm-hmm. A very quick one, because he did mention that the brother was actually tracked and traced by the GPF representatives on the field. How do we make sure that no one's going to take us for a ride, right? Or some kind of criminals take opportunities here? So to verify that, when Kuku says I'm from the GPF, Kuku's really from the GPF. How do we verify that?
You know, you can phone our call center if you need to verify.
We won't wait too long on the line. That's what my listeners will ask us.
No. You can phone our call center. Mm-hmm. But the second thing is that once anyone starts to talk about charging, you must know that it's the wrong person.
Uh-huh.
We're doing our services free of charge.
Okay.
If there's anyone who says this, you know it's the wrong person, definitely.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that. Lerato, we hope that we could have helped you there, but we also have Mpuletsane from Kempton Park. Welcome to Kaipers, Mpuletsane.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you, ma'am.
I'm good. Kuku, I once worked for government hospital in Bela, from 1996, October the 27th, and I resigned in 2001, March. When I resigned, it was soon after my father's burial, so I was still mourning. So I don't remember anything about filling the form for the pension fund or anything. I just recalled this year, July, and I phoned the Wombat Hospital to ask them, have I claimed for the Provident Fund? And they couldn't help me. They only gave me my personal number to call the offices of the GDPF. When I called, the phone just rang. The whole day it rang. I was never helped. Nobody picks up the phone. So I don't know whether the number was correct. The one that I was given is an 086 number. It just rang. Nobody picked up.
So your question is twofold, Mpuletsane, if I'm not mistaken. How, number one, you resigned, but you don't recall filling out any documentation, and you'd like to get guidance as to follow up if you can access the savings that you had at the time. And secondly, I guess, about service delivery, essentially, making sure that the phone lines are not delayed. Tatumta, if you could respond.
I think your case is exactly on unclaimed benefits, that one, definitely. I think, another place where you can find unclaimed, you can find your name on unclaimed benefits. You can go to GEPF website and look for unclaimed benefits list. Then you check your name there. In your situation, is you're saying that the telephone calls are not really, you're not getting any satisfaction on that. If you find a way to walk to a GEPF offices in Travena, as you are in Pretoria, you'll get assistance definitely there if you find a way to do that.
If I may play devil's advocate, Tatumta, what are the current processes? Are we seeing that there is a delay as your system might be bombarded, so that we are able to set realistic expectations for our listeners when they do go to the GPF offices in order to manage their expectations timeliestly?
It depends on a day. It depends on a day. You must remember, if one day a lot of people come, surely there'll be long queues there, and all of a sudden there'll be some delays in that case.
Mm-hmm.
But if the second day, people are normal, then people will be serviced quite easily.
Certainly.
It depends on the day, definitely. I say.
Well, we hope so. Mpuletsane, another element that Tatumta mentioned, do visit the website. The list is available. I myself am actually on it right now. And again, you can search your name there, but it does sound as though yours is an unclaimed benefit. So Mpuletsane, I'm hoping that we've been able to assist you there. Tatumta, the phone lines are buzzing. I hope you hear all night, because we've got a lot to run through very briefly. But let's quickly take another call from Amanda from Terfontein. You've got a question about advice on how to claim your mother's pension. Amanda?
Hi, Kuku. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Hi, Ms. Temta. As mentioned, my name is Amanda. I just don't even know where to start in terms of trying to, find out what steps to take, because my mom died when I was 1976. I was 8 years old back then. And when she passed on, they had already divorced with my dad. And my dad passed on in 2014. Honestly, it never occurred to me to actually, try and find out about all these pension things. It only occurred to me this year. So I don't even know where to start, because from what I hear from my aunt, all the information that I have right now is the information that I'm getting from the relatives. So it's snippets of information here and there. So I just don't know where to start, because she was working in the Free State and she was buried in the Eastern Cape. So really at this point, it's just the snippets of the information that I'm getting here and there. So I don't know where to start.
You need to have at least two documents as a start. The ID of your father, the ID of your mother. At least those two documents. And your ID, of course. I think in your situation, the easiest way is to just go walking into any office of GEPF and just show them your ID, the ID of the mother, the ID of the father. Because all of these records are kept by GEPF. As JEPA, we keep all of these records. We would know, once you give us our ID, we'll know what happened to the benefits of your father, what happened to the benefits of your mother. We'll know all of these things, and we'll share those details with you, definitely.
The ID, just to be certain, does she need an original copy? Because I'm assuming if the mother passed away in 1976, documentation might be scarce.
As a start, if you bring your ID, whether it's a copy, so that we can have the ID number and check from that, we'll be able to tell you what are you entitled to, what need to submit, what document you submit. That's at the start.
Okay.
Just give us the ID documentation, whether they are copies or not, so that we're able to check what's happening with your benefits.
Indeed. We'll take one more caller. Eric, you've also got a question, a comment on the GEPF system. Eric, welcome to the show.
Good evening. How are you?
Keeping well, thank you, sir. Your concerns?
Yes, ma'am. No, my question, my uncle passed away in March 2019, and we ran around, you know, the payment was made this year, three months ago, if I'm not mistaken. So the challenge was that I'm not sure if maybe the administration item from the GPF or what, but now the problem is one, if you've got a challenge with those call center agents, the information is not there to escalate that to maybe to the CSO or whoever who's above those people. Because they will give you a runaround, you will feel, and it's not a nice feeling. And in this regard, the beneficiary was my grandmother, who was a 1936. Just imagine running around with old lady.
No, completely understood. So I guess you're expressing your frustration in terms of the delays as well as the system. Well, again, as Utatumta has mentioned, I'm happy for you to address it in terms of the delays and, of course, following through with the proper process. Call center might be overburdened at the moment, but again, Utatumta, I guess reassurance to the listeners in terms of how to follow through with the due process. ID document, working with his grandmother, helping to follow through with her claim, but he's frustrated by delays.
I must mention something else, which I probably didn't mention before, is that when you leave your place of employment and you want to claim your benefit, your first point of call is your employer. Okay. I must just mention that first. It's only after you've submitted all your documentation with the employer, then you can follow with the GEPF. Mm-hmm. I forgot to mention that. So what that means is that now, if you have not submitted your documents to the employer, then you're going to chase GEPF and we won't have your documents to pay you. We can only tell you that you've got this money for you. Go to your employer and submit your documentation. It's important that you work with your employer. It's very, very key. It's very, very key.
And when you say employer, let's provide some context. So I'm a nurse at Chrisani Baragwanath. Do I go there or is there a certain institution that I have to go to depending on where last I was employed?
Yeah, that's correct. It's where last you were employed. You go to, if you're a police, you go to a police station where you're employed. If you're a teacher, you go to where you're employed. Okay. They'll take you up.
Indeed. Datumta, I think you can tell that there's a lot of calls and questions that we certainly have. Unfortunately, we've had to hold back on taking a few of the questions, but we really do appreciate the feedback and the questions many of you have given us. Ubab Eric, not forgetting Mbuletsane Lerato, as well as some of our guests who've also called about their concerns, like Amanda. It really does show that South Africans are playing a very concerted effort in making sure that they participate. But briefly, if you can share, we're aware of the website. Is there a number that we can call and ways in which we understand systems might be overburdened, but a sense of reassurance to South Africans who might be concerned, frustrated, or even unsure of how to go about following through with unclaimed benefits.
Thanks, Kokum. Let me just tell you just up front that we really want to pay you. We don't enjoy keeping people's money. We really want to give you money, especially during the time of COVID, mm-hmm. where people need their money. And as such, we invest a lot of money to trace these people so that we can pay them their money. And I keep on saying that whenever there is an uncertainty, just go to nearest branch, go to nearest GEPF region, go to nearest GEPF offices and just present your story. They've got the information. They'll be able to check you and figure out what's due to you and pay you. If you're far away from GEPF offices, there's a toll-free number, which is 0800-117-669. That's our call center. It's a toll-free number. You can still phone them as well. Other than that, even if you go to the website as well, there are telephone numbers there where you can phone individual people in those cases. Mm-hmm. It's important that when you are frustrated, do something about it. Mm-hmm. Go to offices. Phone us. We'll definitely serve. It's our job.
Exactly.
To serve. It's our job.
Thank you so much for your time this evening, Datumta. We really do appreciate it. We know that there's a lot to run through, and it's a huge system, as you said, and lots of numbers to run through in terms of individuals with unclaimed benefits. But what's reassuring to know is that you want to pay this money out. So long as we make it easy in terms of submitting any documents, and of course being met halfway by the GEPF, those processes will certainly be made a lot more seamless. Thank you so much for your time this evening, sir.
Thank you, Kuku. Thank you, and your listeners. Thanks.
Indeed. That's the acting CFO, also responsible for the unclaimed benefits portfolio at the Government Employees Pension Fund, the GPF, Utatupumzile Mta.
Inside your pocket on Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.